From our home, forward-thinking parenting, Deuteronomy 4:9. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and their children after them. When mom dies, I know what I want of hers, Silas proclaimed at the age of 7. Since Kathleen's mom had died a year before, it wasn't completely a foreign topic to our house. Still, I was surprised and a little shocked that he would even contemplate such a matter. I prompted him to continue, and he said, I want the picture of the little old lady she keeps in her Bible. I want to give it to my kids. I swelled up with pride that he would make such a sensible choice. The picture he referred to is of a little old lady who was sitting outside of a community center after an earthquake in California. A tattered shawl is wrapped snugly around her head and falls down over her shoulders. It partially covers an old gray hooded sweatshirt, which she is wearing over her dress. She is sitting sideways in a wooden folding chair, and in her wrinkled and age-spotted hands, she holds open a Bible. In a time of tragedy, she is experiencing the greatness of her God. There is nothing attractive about her, but she is undoubtedly a beautiful woman on the inside. Kathleen put the picture in her Bible because she wants to have that kind of a heart for God when she is that age, which appears to be about 140. I was touched by what Silas said, because he wasn't just interested in getting what was important to him, but he was interested in passing something on to his own children. He was already contemplating how to get his kids to grab onto the things that are grabbing his own young heart. In a similar way, we need to be forward-thinking in our parenting. We should be constantly plotting how we can pass on the special truths we've received to future generations.